Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We have Hinton here right now, and this is something that needs to be done. I'm happy that I could be in the host seat for this event. Carmen from the Mike Alta Show is here.
Hey.
How are
What's
you?
What's up? How are you?
Great. It's great to see you in the afternoon. You're very beautiful.
You as well. I always love seeing your face.
Thank you so much. You were here doing a little training for the Mike Alta Punch Out?
Yeah. So I worked this morning, and then these guys asked me to come join you for a little bit. So I figured it'd be a great little downtime to get some punches in.
And you really had no idea why we brought you in, right?
Oh, I mean, of maybe course
a,
not.
Maybe a little bit.
Come on.
No?
Yeah.
Dennis, let's just air this out, man. The guys on your crowded table, they think that you're in love with Carmen.
Well, I wouldn't say just them. I'd say pretty much everybody in this building.
Tampa Bay.
Yeah, most of the listening community.
Whoever listens to the Mike Calta show, I mean, it's pretty wide range out there. I mean,
you guys you used to hang out a lot more than you do.
Yeah.
We have a checkered history, yeah.
Yeah, and people always kind of assumed you guys were like a behind-the-scenes couple.
Wish I could say that we were, but...
Now there's Blarman.
Yeah.
That's it. We have not really talked that much since she got a boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
But I do make... Do I not make an effort to try to hang out with you?
A little pity hang?
No, but I mean, like, who has reached out to you to have lunch together and have, but, like, random...
I have to say, I think the picture's not quite being painted well enough because we're not talking about these two that just used to be friends. I would go as far as to say there was a small period there where you were borderline inseparable. Every weekend, you were staying at her place regularly.
You guys were staying at my mom's.
Well, either way,
that's weird.
I'm just saying.
But even beyond going out, like out downtown, Dennis would be at Carmen's instead of hanging out with
everybody.
She'd
give them massages.
Yeah, there was. There's been multiple publicly told stories of nude massages, even
things
that push the envelope of what you consider to be normal friends, but still both say.
A nude massage was definitely granted because he got me hundreds of dollars worth of free programming on my laptop very little.
So that was a reward,
allegedly.
Allegedly, exactly. So I would just like to say I'm a very good friend.
Some cyber sluttiness going on here.
And if he wants to take his shorts off for me to give him a back massage, I'm totally okay with doing that for him.
I got to tell you, I need him to help me out with my studio at the house, and I'd be willing to give you a nice naked massage.
Oh, dude, yeah. I love hands on me.
There you go.
It's a fair trade.
We actually have audio from your podcast in case you were going to come in here and...
back out?
And this has been somewhat unspoken of. I have to say, during the period of Blarman, since this has come to fruition, Dennis has moved on, in a sense, with his life, and it really just hasn't been spoken of. So a couple weeks back on the crowded table, he just pretty much started spewing out this information and these feelings he has for Carmen, and I thought it was would be nice to get her here to hear them if she hasn't yet, and see the deep down feelings she has.
I listen to you guys. Okay. I listen to the crowded table. I have a very long drive now that I'm living in Plant City.
Plant City.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, wow. So you drive right through my neighborhood on the way home all the time.
Yep.
How come we don't hang out?
Because I have very long days right now with school and everything.
That's what they all say.
But anytime you want to hang out, you're more than welcome to come over for.
Hell yeah, Plant City.
Quick.
Represent. Here's Dennis explaining how his heart just isn't right.
Well, in my head, she never wanted to be in a relationship, and she would always, back in the beginning.
She didn't want to be in a relationship with you.
Right. So that's what hurts. It kind of hurts to think that there is somebody. Like, I thought maybe there was just nobody.
Oh, my God. Funny. Literally in shock.
I just thought maybe there was, I hate to say it, I thought maybe there was nobody good enough for Carmen in her eyes. But apparently there is, and it's not me. So.
Wow. Oh, boy. Oh, man. As they wrap up an embrace across from the table
from
me.
That was hot.
Very, very nice. Dude, that hit me right in the feels a little bit.
Man, when I never thought that it was going to be this way, I knew Carmen would find a guy, I'd find a girl, and we would just go our separate ways because nothing ever truly came between us. And I never thought that once she got a boyfriend, I would be so, like, I would miss her.
Well, and then the thing is, and
I'm awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what?
I said this then. I'm not allowed. There's no reason to think that you guys could have maintained that type of relationship with either of you having a significant other. Like, that would just never happen.
Right. And I will say before Blarman, quote unquote, even happened,
there was Kenneth.
Whatever. Well, easy guy.
No, Darman. Darman.
Someone has to rename you first. No, like, you had your girlfriend.
Okay.
Haley. There was a stint before Blarman where we stopped hanging out for a while because of his girlfriend.
But is it true, Dennis, that you have slipped up and called your girlfriend not Carmen on many occasions?
I can't say that it's false.
Yeah.
Oh, like, I've never heard this before.
You're like, hey, not Carmen. You want to go grab a hamburger? And she's like, don't call me that. I have a name. You're like, okay, barely. We have more audio.
There's more?
Yeah. We have more audio of you confessing your feelings. And this is all about Blarman here.
But then that's when I realized I think I'm really jealous of Carmen's boyfriend.
Oh. Yeah.
And I don't know why.
Because he's a great guy.
I mean, what do you think that is, Dennis? I mean, we're cutting it all down now. Do you miss Carmen? Do you wish that things would have went differently and that you guys had an opportunity to be together?
Wish might be a strong word, but I mean, I think back in the day, I was very smitten with Carmen. It was more of a... Yes.
It wasn't a one-sided thing, though. I think that Carmen had feelings for you as well.
I enjoyed Dennis's company very much.
That hurts.
Enjoyed. Past tense.
That's a friend zone kind of thing.
Yeah. But I always made that very clear, as much as everyone said I didn't and as much as everyone was against it and said that I had feelings, I made it very clear from the start that we were friends.
Now, were you intrigued by... one particular part of Dennis that most women that work in this building are all very intrigued, and you have to be, but it is, there's not a lot of people in Tampa that don't know, Dennis, I want to say allegedly, but it's been confirmed by a few people, has a big old giant man wiener.
I have heard this.
You've heard it?
I have heard about the so-called very gigantic.
Never seen it at all.
No.
Huh.
I mean, seen it, yes.
Yeah.
Has it ever seen touched it? Your body in any way?
Yes.
I heard it was so big it has an elbow.
I mean, across the bed.
She goes, yes, he was actually at his apartment, and I was at mine, and he still touched me.
He came through the phone, and I was like, why?
There was one time I was taking a shower at her place, and... unbeknownst to me, she kept running into the bathroom and taking pictures of me.
She was Snapchatting
and
you.
Sending them to Miguel.
Oh, no.
From the Hot Morning Show.
There you go.
So I don't know what he has seen, but...
And I let you see all the pictures and let you check them before I sent them away.
I don't know that she let me see all of them, but I saw
some. I did. Trust me, I'm not that terrible
of a friend. So you knew they were going to Miguel?
I like Miguel, and I think Miguel would enjoy that.
I think
kind
he
of
likes
stuff.
You now too.
Yeah, I like Miguel also, but Miguel is probably my most openly gay friend, and I don't know if I want to send him my wiener pictures.
If he wants to see it, he wants to see it. I don't expect him to make moves on me.
No.
And he's a good judge of character to say, "Hey, you have a nice one," or "Hey, you don't."
Well, what did he say?
He said, hey.
In the same vein that I can show it to Carmen and she's not going to jump all over me, so.
I guess if you have a wiener like yours, why wouldn't you show it to everybody?
Well, and what I want to know is, you know, besides the wiener, we all know about that. I want to hear from both of you guys, but from Dennis, what do you think that Blaine has that you don't, that just didn't set Carmen over the edge?
I like that.
That is what I've been trying to figure out, to be honest, and I wish Carmen could tell me, but if I had to guess...
Oh, I can tell you.
Oh, God.
A successful business, a real life?
Well...
do you want to guess first?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
My first guess would be that he parties harder than I do, and I'm pretty soft, and I can only take a couple of drinks before I'm like, can we go home and sleep?
Actually, that was one thing that I did like about hanging out with you, because I always knew I had someone watching over me. I was always in a safe comfort zone with Dennis. You know what I mean?
As opposed to Blaine.
Oh, yeah. He'd watch over you whether you knew it or not.
Oh, no. Trust me, because Blaine used to be the party animal, but now that we're boyfriend and girlfriend, he's definitely a little bit more reserved than he was before, which it's not ideal, but...
I almost feel in it. It's Blaine's fault, I feel, that I cannot go on the cruise.
No, it is.
No, 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 no,
No. You were offered the cruise.
And he didn't go because he didn't want to go since Blaine was going.
And I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. You were offered the cruise?
Yeah, I was offered to go on the cruise. And
for free?
I would imagine.
You son of a bitch.
And he turned it down because his answer was, I don't want to go without John.
You know there's on-air personalities that were not offered the cruise, right?
That's true. I would have to work.
Yeah, I don't see you putting up banners and lugging around, you know, step and repeat frames or anything. No offense.
No. I just go on air 6 nights a week and entertain people.
But I had to think to myself, for 7 days and 7 nights to have to know that I couldn't really hang out with Carmen, that
yes, you can.
Her boyfriend had her locked down.
Oh.
Listen.
Would you say Blaine is threatened at all by Dennis over here?
No.
Does he talk about it? Does he go, I wish you'd go on a cruise. I'll kill him.
No. We talked about it on air today, or I think it was yesterday. And Galvin made a little joke about, you know, Dennis getting a little drunk and trying to fight Blaine.
Ooh.
And Blaine is a very he's very fit. He goes to the gym a lot. So that fight wouldn't be very fair between them two.
But is Dennis allowed to use Gravedigger as a weapon? Because that might change
things.
Of
course. Well, actually, that was part of Galvin's joke. You know, Blaine would just be knocking Dennis down, and Dennis would be using his Gravedigger to get back up.
Oh, no. Like a kickstand.
Yeah, basically. And, it was a joke. That's all Galvin talking. I don't think there'd be any fight.
What if they had a straight wiener fight? Like a sword fight, but it's wieners.
Ooh.
Can I be in the middle of it?
Yeah.
Is that an option?
How does Blaine handle knowing, and albeit supposedly you guys have never had sex or done anything legitimate, you and Dennis, that is, how does he feel knowing, about Dennis's penis? Because I would say that if I knew somebody who had such a close relationship with somebody who had such an abnormally large, you know, penis, I would feel, strange. Does his compare in any way? Do you ever miss Dennis's, just, seeing it and being around it?
Wow.
I feel like, no, he doesn't, because since me and Dennis never had sex, there's really no comparison since me and Blaine do and currently still have sex.
Do you think if you guys would have banged it out at least one time, it would make things a lot more different?
It'd make it totally more awkward.
Yeah.
And his reason for not going on the cruise would be much more valid, but the fact that me and him have never had sex, we weren't in a relationship, it was a friendship for him not to go on the cruise, it's kind of...
With nude massages.
Listen, I'll give you a nude massage. I feel like you're very jealous of this. Hop up on the table.
I thought he gave you the nude massage.
No, I gave him one.
Oh, damn.
There was never... Oh, is that a secret?
No.
There was massages back and forth.
Yeah. He's definitely rubbed my shoulders. I love getting massages, and they're very expensive, John. And you know, in this business, we don't make a lot of money.
I know that.
So if you get a free naked massage from someone, you take it.
Still pushing the agenda of, I want some sort of admittance that you and Dennis were more than friends. Because I will never truly believe that you guys were just friends. He'll admit it, will not.
Well, then that's in your own mind. Just because you guys create up this false world does not mean that it makes it reality.
In a real world, people that give naked massages bang it out.
Okay.
Now, did you accidentally massage the Gravedigger when you were doing this massage?
No, because you can't do a back massage and give that.
You can't.
With Dennis, you can't. Yes. Wraps around.
I don't know. That's very heavy for two people to hold two people up. I don't think it's possible.
Do you think maybe you and Dennis never became more than friends because he never took the initiative to go that next level?
He wasn't aggressive enough. He needs
to be aggressive. Blarman was aggressive. He's like, I'm getting there.
Blarman's, listen, at first, because he started coming around when I was working over at the bar, right around the corner.
Yeah.
And that was right when Dennis and his relationship with Haley started taking off. So basically, I was looking for a new bromance for someone to go out with and, you know what I mean, basically replace Dennis as my wingman.
Yeah.
Well, Blarman started coming around, and then he stalked me at the bar for about a month and a half.
Hell yeah.
And then finally was like, hey, let's go hang out. And I was like, okay, we can go do this. And I actually blew him off the first time.
Oh, wow.
You did what? The first time?
Damn.
I don't think you could say that.
Well, I was like, hey, I kind of slept in. I can't hang out. Sorry, my bad. I'll talk to you later. And then next week he was like, hey, you already blew me off once. We have to hang out again. He was just very persistent. And I like that.
He got you in a headlock, and he's like, you're my girlfriend now.
And I like that in a guy.
Hell yeah.
I mean, basically, we hung out, and I remember being at dinner sitting across from him, and he was just like, so what is the chances of us hooking up? And I was like, to be honest, zero. I was like, I look at you just like I look at Gravedigger and the rest of my friends. Like, you are my guy friend. Like, we can hang out. And he was like, cool. And then 2 days later,
he planted you a lemon tree and you were like, I got to bang this guy.
Like, oh my God, you're the sweetest person ever.
So manly.
I know. So like I said, persistence really does pay off sometimes.
However, there was one time when we all went out to Ruby's Elixir. And I feel like Carmen was being extra flirtatious with me.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So I don't really know how Blaine felt that night, but I feel like that would have been a jealousy moment for him.
He went home with her.
He went home and banged me. I don't know.
Like extra hard that night.
All right, I'm going to leave.
Hey, do you have, Johnny, you have that last piece of audio that is, I think it says Jake's thoughts on Blaine or on Carmen, because I think that is an opinion that is prevalent, and I think it deserves to be shared with the world, because to me it is a possibility as well.
You know what? You're absolutely right. Let's see what Jake thinks about it.
Everyone likes to make the joke that, like, Dennis is so in love with Carmen. Dude, I'm telling you, mark my words, she is so head over heels for you. But a couple months back, I'm telling you, dude, I think this Blaine thing is just a temporary band-aid waiting for you.
Ooh. Is Blaine a band-aid, Carmen?
No, not at all.
No.
I mean, but Haley came before Blaine did, right? I just find that's a little suspicious that all of a sudden Dennis starts getting serious, semi-serious with somebody, and then Carmen finds the same.
I mean, I've been on this planet for 25 years, and Blaine is my second serious boyfriend. You know what I mean? Like,
which makes that timing a little suspicious for me. For me.
I mean, I've dated guys, but I've never been serious. It's only lasted like a month to 2 months, and then bye, get out of my bed. Where this one, it's kind of like, I'm already, you know, obviously the situation, it came in a very different way. It wasn't like I was trying to, but I did move in with him fairly quick. It's not like that was the plan, but I mean, I'm very committed to Blaine and our relationship and the whole quote unquote Blarman. I mean,
I feel like there's always been this weird, like, forbidden fruit thing between you and Dennis. And I think
it's not forbidden. If we wanted it, we could have got it everywhere and anywhere, but it just wasn't in the cards.
Do you at least find me attractive, though, or is
that...
Yes!
Oh, my gosh, you're so needy.
I need that.
I know.
Yeah. Can you tell me I'm attractive?
Please.
Am I cute?
Please, I'm a pretty girl.
It's all starting to make sense to me now.
But if she finds me attractive, then how did nothing ever happen?
Dennis, how does your girlfriend feel that you're wanting her to say?
Yeah, you're pretty much like...
How much she loved you.
Like, girlfriend's a strong word.
Okay, how does she feel about this relationship?
Yeah, can we get Haley on the phone? Can we do that?
I doubt that she's calling you. Yeah.
Oh, man, we'd love that. Call in, Haley. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. I got to admit, I kind of really believe Carmen on this. I think she really is madly in love with Blarman. It kind of reminds me of the relationship I'm in, because it happened out of the blue. So fast, before I knew it, we were living together. And when you get along with somebody so well and everything just seems to mesh and click, then you just go with it. Like, there's really nothing you can do. And I've been there for 2.5 years.
Yeah, it was one of those things. Like, it was unexpected. I'm very focused on working and also going to school.
He makes you a better person, don't he?
I mean, he really helps out in the part of my life that gets very stressful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He brings you down. Yeah. Right, brings you up to a place you need to be.
Who gives the better nudie massage, though?
I mean, Blaine's a lot stronger. And I have really big knots.
Son of a bitch.
What have you thought about it for?
In my back. You're so close. I don't want to look into your eyes.
I think she thought about your feelings for a second, Dennis.
No, like I said, he's just... Dennis, great guy. You will find a girl...
that hurt me.
And I just, like, I hope one day that when you meet this girl, like, I approve of her and I like her.
Oh, man.
Because if not, you'll never have a girlfriend.
This is making me so sad right now.
Can I touch on another angle of it? I feel like, because I see Blaine hanging out with people from the station, I hear he's even friends with Hoppy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've met him. He seems like a cool guy. Do you think that my closeness to Dennis is stopping me and Blaine from forming a closer relationship? So you think if I just kind of distance myself from Dennis, me and Blaine could be boys?
No, because I remember when me and Blaine first started dating, and actually Dennis was still in the beginning of his relationship, and I said, hey, because we had a game night us four.
Oh, double date back in the day, yeah.
We had a double date, and I was like, hey, well, now that we all have significant others, maybe we could have a triple date. And Dennis was like, yeah, I don't think that's ever going to happen. I was like, all right, well, you know what? I tried, so F you too.
That would be awkward.
Why? Why is that awkward?
Yeah, you guys are pals.
Well, if it wasn't going to be, it will be now.
It was never going to be awkward. That's why I offered it on the table.
Oh, man. Dennis, before we wrap this up, one last time, one last ditch effort. Tell Carmen how you really feel deep down before you send her on her way and her life and her journey, her love with Blarman and her life in Plant City.
I just know this is going to backfire for me. Carmen?
Yeah.
You're pretty great. Funny. Awesome. Look really good.
You can look at me.
It's scary.
Right in her eyes, dude.
You know, if this whole Blaine thing doesn't work out, maybe somewhere down the road, I'm single, you're single, perhaps we could try this again.
Oh, wow.
Friendship? Why can't we be friends now?
No, he didn't mean friends.
More than friends.
You gotta specify aggressive, Dennis. Okay. Be aggressive.
Could we be more than friends and maybe do nudie massages plus extra if we were both single?
Don't ask me. Tell me.
Now you're creepy.
We will do it. I think.
So forceful.
Yes. Oh, man.
Be aggressive. Rape words. Rape.
I don't know what to say to that. I'm not an aggressive person. I'm a butterfly. I'm a gentle butterfly.
With a huge penis.
Yeah.
Blarman has a lawn care company where he kills butterflies for fun.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I don't know if I like that pitch myself. I was hoping it was so good I'd want to bang you, but it just didn't happen for me.
See? Now you understand my half.
I get clammy.
I want to bring Blarman in and have him do the same thing, and I'll be like, damn, he's so hot.
Yeah.
His probably would be better,
he's
yeah.
just so much meatier.
Well,
do you own a leaf blower or a weed whacker or anything manly?
Does an electric lawnmower count?
Electric lawnmower?
What?
Yeah, you plug it in like a vacuum.
So sad, dude. You just drag around an extension cord in your yard?
Yeah.
Oof.
What?
Nah, man, you gotta burn fossil fuel, man, when you do that lawn.
You save so much gas.
I bet you Blaine doesn't use electric lawnmowers in his lawn care business.
No.
Man, he don't even do the lawn. He sends out people, and they're so fast. I'm one of his customers, and I'll be there on a Monday morning, and I'll hear, and I walk outside, everything's done. I'm like, all right, I was going to give you guys a glass of water, but right. Bye.
Shout out to Earth Tech, right?
Woo-hoo. Yeah, absolutely. By the way, Barman, I want to pay you money. Please help me. He didn't send me an invoice, and I'm like, it's the first of the month. I know I got to give Blarman money.
Nope.
Somebody's going to show up with hedge clippers and be like, hey, Blarman sent me over to get some money.
Just take it all.
Yeah, and they beat the crap out of me and just shake my pockets loose.
I don't think they do that, but
I don't know how things work. I've been living in an apartment for 3 years. I have no idea. Carmen, thanks for coming by.
Yeah, of course. No, thank you for having me. You guys are doing awesome.
Thank you.
I haven't seen anything negative on Twitter, so I'm going to take that as you guys are doing great.
Yeah.
Thanks for encouraging it, though.
Any negative tweets, I will be forwarding to Blarman so he can whip that ass. We're going to have that. Do you feel better now, Dennis?
I don't know. Honestly, I feel probably worse.
It's going to be worse now because now Haley's probably going to not want nothing. She's going to want nothing to do with you now.
That's okay. She's.
Y'all could do a game night with just the three of you now.
Much better.
Carmen, how do you feel about Haley?
I don't know her personally.
You hate her, though, right?
I just.
She's jealous.
Yeah.
No, I just, I'm more picky about my women than I am about my men, and she is not top in my list.
You think he could do way better?
Yeah,
we share a lot of similarities, me and Haley, you know, that we didn't share.
And you just keep hanging your hat right on that. Like, that's the only thing you have to say when anybody has...
You have similarities. You like music.
You guys already broke up once. It's going to happen again.
And you can't take basic things and say it's similarities. Like, no, like, we both, like, eat food and, like, breathe air together.
Chicken
like,
nuggets.
Oh, she has an apartment. I have an apartment. We both drive cars. Like, no. What is it? What is it, really? She just lets you have sex with her?
Well, barely.
Okay.
Oh, no.
That's not good, dude.
Sorry.
I'm happy.
John, you're his
you're
friend.
You're not happy.
I am his friend. I'm trying to guide him through. You know, he knows where I stand on her.
John is right. It is a bit of a square peg, round hole scenario over there.
We got to find him. We got to find him a new Haley.
Like I said, I don't know her very well, but.
I want to like her. I feel like she doesn't like me.
I've never met her, and I hate her, guys.
Yeah.
I'm on Johnny B's side, yes.
Yeah. Well, great.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.